You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is Dana from Ireland, wishing you all a very happy Christmas.
Thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Tuttiett, for the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM, broadcasting right across East Dorset, West Hampshire and the New Forest, and also worldwide on the TuneIn Radio app and via forestfm.co.uk. We have, once again, another packed show for you. We have some amazing Eurovision news, and also we have our second and final instalment of our interview with Richard Taylor from Eurofoire. Now let's start off with a lovely sweet Christmas song from Eurovision winner Dana. She won the Eurovision for Ireland with the song All Kinds of Everything. And this song is called It's Gonna Be a Cold, Cold Christmas Without You. Enjoy the show!
According to the radio, warmer weather's on the way. Chances are we won't be getting snow. But even if the sun shines from now to Christmas Day, as far as I'm concerned, I know it's gonna be a cold, cold Christmas without you. Dreaming of those warm, warm, lazy summer days. It's gonna be a long and lonely Christmas without you. Missing you, my darling, in oh so many ways. Yesterday I saw your mom and dad. We bought our cards together. I put the presents on the Christmas tree.
How many times can we win and lose? How many times can we break the rules between us?
So come and face me now, here on this stage tonight. Let's leave the past behind us. Eye for an eye, why tear each other apart? Please tell me why. Why do we make it so? I look at us now, we only got ourselves to blame. It's such a shame. Tell me, how many times can we win and lose? How many times can we break the rules between us? Only teardrops. How many times do we have to fight? How many times do we get it right between us? Only teardrops. What's come between us? What's come between us? Only teardrops. What's come between us, only teardrops. How many times do we have to fight? How many times do we get it right between us? Only teardrops, only teardrops. Oh, only teardrops. Only teardrops.
Emily DeForest, there we are with Only Teardrops, the Danish Eurovision winner from 2013, and it was actually the first of the Eurovision Song Contest I ever attended, and what an amazing, amazing atmosphere it was, and it's quite funny too, with the contest being held in Malmö, that Copenhagen was just over at the other side of the Øresund Bridge, and Denmark won the contest. Oh. Beating Azerbaijan quite convincing, though, I think. I think it was already announced that Denmark was the winner, and we had about six or seven countries left to bring the votes in. And it was the first time ever that they announced the winner of the Eurovision before all of the votes was counted. I didn't see it happening at all that night, and I don't think the audience and the viewers at home actually expected that at all either. It was a very random thing. There are strong rumours at the moment, actually, that basically the system that the Junior Eurovision Song Contest have been trialling, I would say, and been implementing really for the last 3 years, since 2013, by having representatives from each country be in attendance in the arena, giving out the voting. And there is... Because the Swedish television, SVT, are organising three other venues for Eurovision parties next year, while the Eurovision Song Contest is actually taking place, we think possibly that there is a strong possibility that there could be the likes of the voters, well, the people who read out the votes will be in attendance in Stockholm. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily going to be a worthwhile endeavour, only due to the fact that you'd have to put up people in hotels, wouldn't you, and feed them, that type of thing, rather than just doing a satellite broadcast from, say, Riga or London or Paris, you know, that type of thing. So we'll have to wait and see, and we wait with bated breath, of course. Okay. And the next song we're going to actually hear is the Czech Republic entry in 2015. It was so close into qualifying in this year's Eurovision Song Contest, but only a few points stopped it in the second semi-final. So this is Marta and Fuck Love with Hope Never Dies for the Czech Republic 2015, and I'm very happy in particular that Czech Republic are going to be back in Eurovision once again next year in Stockholm.
Wait for me, don't cross the sea of pain. Wait for me, I'm lost, I've gone astray. today. Your love is a torch, shows us the way,
the way how to be whole again.
There is no
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian, and I'm from Australia, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Het was met z'n twee boven zee in een luchtballon.
Shalali, shalala, shalali, shalala, het gaat niet uit mijn kop. Shalali, shalala, shalali, shalala, ik sta er stoppig mee op. Ik ben verliefd op jou, daarom vergeet ik alles gauw.
Uit een café in zijn schaatje bewaren en vind niet dat. Of was het met een goed glas wijn op dat terrasje in Berlijn? Of was het Moskou waar ik mijn eerste kus van jou heb gehad? Hoe kan ik dat? Hoe kan ik dat? Hoe kan ik dat? Hoe kan ik dat?
The Netherlands, 2010, a Eurovision entry, a big guilty pleasure of mine, from Seneca. Ik ver verliefd, shalali shalala. And I've just come back, actually, from my escapade around Europe. I've visited the Netherlands, Belgium, Germany, Luxembourg and France. And I've only just come back in the early hours this morning. I am absolutely knackered, but I've had an amazing, amazing time. And I've managed to visit three new countries off my list: the Netherlands, Germany and Luxembourg. Very, very happy. So, basically, I'm going to play you now the last ever Luxembourgish entry from the Luxembourgeois. Yes. In 1993. A great song. Didn't do particularly that well. I mean, it's great in my recollects, but I think it only came second last, if I remember rightly. Didn't do particularly well. But I don't mind it. It's nice. It's very, very pleasant, and I hope you find it very pleasant too. It's from Modern Times, and the song in French was called Donne-moi une chance, but we're going to hear the version in English, which is called Heaven Only Knows.
Once again, I've been a fool for you.
It's a game that people play, and I know I am breaking the rules.
Make me stumble, you make me fall. The sleepless nights, can't you hear me call? Heaven only knows
the Gita Hogdal with I Leila Lulalai, which in Icelandic, well, in English it means One Little Christmas Song. And Birgitta Hogdal represented Iceland in the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest, as I'm sure you've heard me drill on about her for ages and long times. But yes, that's who she is. So, there we go. It's now time for Rob's Random Request. And this week, Rob has picked a doozy. And if any of you guys know, Rob's not a big Eurovision fan, but he'll pick a country out of a hat and pick a year out of a hat too, and then we'll come up with something crazy. And this week is, again, no exception. He's picked Yugoslavia 1984. And I know some of you think, oh, dearie me. You could be right. So this song came 18th with only 26 points. And it's from Vlado. Now, Vlado looks like a Yugoslavian version of Toto Cutugno. And he sounds a little bit like him, too. Could very much be him. You never know. And Isolda with the song, a very Yugoslavian name, Ciao Amore. So this is Rob's Random Request, Yugoslavia 1984. I'm going to treat you to the live version as well. Enjoy.
Performers are Ida and Vlado. He's the fellow who sounds if he gargles with razor blades. And the words are by Milan Peric. Slobodan Bucevic wrote the music. Dušan Mato is the conductor.
Zaborala si oči znam, u očima tvojim vidio sam sjaj. Šaptala si moje ime, drhtala si sva od zime i plakala. Drhtala si sva od zime i plakala. Ciao amore, ciao ljubavi. Ciao amore, ciao i piši mi. Idi brzo, ne okreći se, ništa više nije važno, ne. Tvoje oči govore mi sve, samo me poljubi. Ciao amore, ciao amore, ciao ljubavi. Ciao amore, ciao i piši mi.
So yes, a live rendition of Yugoslavia 1984, and that was a Rob's Random Request there. Okay, now the next song, before we have the news in just a little bit, is The Spanish Entry in 2012. Everybody loves it, and I don't know anybody who dislikes this song, and quite rightly so. This is Pastora Soler with Quédate Conmigo, in English, Stay With Me. And this, again, is a live rendition too.
Perdón si no supe decir que lo eras todo para mí. Perdón por el dolor. Perdona cada lágrima. Yo sé que no merezco más, pero si no te tengo aquí, no sé vivir. Quédate conmigo, no te vayas, perdóname.
Absolutely epic vocals, Pastora Serrera, Quédate Conmigo, Spain 2012. Oh, she only came 10th. What's going on? Oh, dear me. Anyways, it's now time for this. It is now time for the Eurovision Showcase news here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tuttiot. Now, we start this evening's news with big rumours. Yes, the rumour mill is churning, and the latest rumour is the fact that Monzel Malouf and Petra Mede will be hosting Eurovision 2016. A announcement by SVT will take place on Monday. That's it, tomorrow, so stay tuned. There'll be a press conference tomorrow at 1 p.m. That's 2 p.m. Central European time. The Belarusian national final has been announced to take place on January the 22nd. Also, the Netherlands have revealed that their song will be revealed on March the 2nd. More than 40 songs have been submitted to Moldova's national broadcaster for their national final. Only a week ago, only about five were submitted, and then 7, and then suddenly we've now got the round number of 40. According to the Lithuanian state broadcaster LRT, a record number of singers are hoping to go to Eurovision 2016. So that's good positive news from Lithuania. The Croatian head of delegation, Alexander Klosternanov, has left HRT, so we will have a brand new head of delegation for Croatia, including as well for the Czech Republic, Germany and France. And in our final bit of news, the Swiss have 6 finalists announced for the national final: Bellassi, Ricca, Stanley Miller, Stephanie Pizzallo, Theo and Vincent Gross. If you'd like to find out more Eurovision news throughout the week, then go to eurovoir.com. That's the Eurovision news for this week. I have been Kieran Tuttiet, and you are listening to Forest FM.
Feel the music with Forest FM.
And we'll be having our second part of our interview with Richard Taylor from Eurovoir very shortly. But first, we will have the Croatian entry from the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest. This is Doris Dragovic with Maria Maddalena. Okay, so we're going to go in now to your 3 worst Eurovision songs, and we want to hear your 3 favourite Eurovision songs.
Okay.
Now, there don't have to be 3. If you've got the ones that you've already selected already, that's perfectly fine.
I've got 3 of each ready.
Oh, good man. Such the professional, Richard. Such a good man, good man. So, tell me, first up, your worst three Eurovision songs we'd like to hear.
Right, I should point out at this point, I don't dislike any Eurovision song. It's just some are just not right. So the first one, I know this is going to sound really controversial.
That's all right, don't worry.
I just did not get the Latvian entry this year, which was Aminata and Love Injected. I just found it too contemporary.
You're with me, I'm the only one. I completely agree.
There must be like 2 or 3% of us in the world that just did not get it. And to be fair, this was the only song this year that I just don't get.
Mm.
Now, Rhythm Inside, the Belgium entry, that was quite contemporary, but
yeah,
that sort of worked. But I just didn't get why everybody was going so wild over Latvia.
No, I didn't get it either, to be honest, Richard. I was sat back here in amazement and... Well, when I was in Vienna for the whole week, seeing that in the second semi-final, I just did not get it at all. I just thought she looked like a giant prawn on the stage.
And I must admit also, I suffered to enjoy the Israeli entry to begin with, but once I got into that, there's no stopping listening to Golden Boy now, because it was just one of those ones I had to wait and see in rehearsals.
Yeah, it's an earworm, isn't it?
It is, and then suddenly you're into it, you know. So Latvia really is the only one this year that I've struggled with, so which is a shame, but never mind.
Well, you can't pick them, can you? Yeah. Okay, what's your next one, mate?
Portugal 2012.
Oh, OMG, really?
Homens da Luta. Pardon my pronunciation, and the song A Luta e Alegria.
Yeah, from Filipa Sousa, isn't it?
No, that was the year after. Or have I done the wrote the wrong year down? It was the one with all the placards.
Oh, 2011, mate.
2011, yes, sorry. That's my fact-finding.
I was just about to have a heart attack. You called
it
2012.
Sorry, that's my fact-finding gone wrong.
That's all right, I'll leave you.
It's as if I'm doing W12P now and I'm getting told off live on air.
Oh, I'm not as nasty as Glenn, I hope.
No, you're not. Thank you for not having a go at my pronunciations.
Oh, I wouldn't dare.
No, but I just... That Portuguese entry, Eurovision's not meant to be political.
No.
And I can understand the country was struggling, like half the rest of Europe was. And I just think Portugal chose that entry over other worthy entries in that national final.
Which they were good ones, wasn't there?
There, and it just sounded like a shouty protest sort of song on stage.
Yeah, well, it was like Portugal 1974, which is, again, a big political song, and it started the Carnation Revolution, didn't it?
Yeah, and I just think... Why do it in this day and age when it's an entertainment show and everybody knows it's entertainment?
Exactly. Couldn't agree more.
Couldn't agree more.
And then what's number three, your final one?
My final worst song is Russia 2010, which is Peter Nalich and Friends with the song Lost and Forgotten.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It is so dreary, it is so dull. And I just remember sat there thinking, somebody pour me a glass of something.
I don't blame you.
It's like, here I am. You know, it's just sort of...
Lost and forgotten.
Yeah, it's so depressing, that song.
I know. What were they
And I sat there during... I think it was... It was one of the semi-finals, obviously, and also I'm thinking, how has this just qualified over other songs?
Yeah, yeah. I had that moment too.
But I think also then it's our personal taste from the West, probably.
It could very well be. It did have a very Eastern European sound to me.
And isn't he a big name in Eastern Europe as well?
I'm pretty sure he is, you know.
Yeah, so that probably helped him in that respect. But I just found it so... Oh,
soul-destroying?
Boring, probably the word.
Oh, I can understand. Oh, dear. Right, well, we'll get rid of that quickly.
Okay.
I put that in room 101. And then we want your three favourite Eurovision songs. Now, I can imagine this was a very heavy task for you.
This was a very difficult task because there were so many I could pick.
Mm. Oh,
so the first one
yeah,
is from this year.
Ooh, okay.
Now, everybody wanted Mons to win. I wanted Mons to win. But in fact, one of my favourites is Polina Gagarina with A Million Voices.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, I just loved that song. And I think she just got the whole support of everybody. And I even like the Russian version of it even better.
Yes, it's actually strangely addictive to hear and listen to. I agree with you.
So it would have been nice to hear it in Russian in Vienna, actually. So, but it is one of those nice songs, and it won everybody round. It just shame when it came to the voting, and suddenly the audience in the arena turned on it.
I know that. I mean, for the first time I think ever, the Eurovision had played in audience reactions to try and counteract that, didn't they?
They did, and unfortunately, it worked on screen. But those of us that were there know in reality.
Yeah.
But I really did love, and it deserved to do really well, and it did what, you know, it deserved what it got.
Indeed, it did. So. And I mean, for me, being a radio presenter, and I do a lot of editing and stuff, breaking the third world here. you could really tell when they were dubbing it all in, because those reactions just weren't genuine, at least, you know.
It's true, but I think I couldn't name not one person that did not like that song in reality.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, I tried to hold myself back from my own sort of political views back then, but there's no doubting that the song was incredible, you know.
And I think a lot of people wanted Mons to win, but also they had that situation where actually they wanted Polina to win as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, where we could have Eurovision in Moscow or St. Petersburg, and, you know, we could all feel a little bit, I don't know, iffy.
Yeah.
Slightly vulnerable, I suppose, maybe, going to a Eurovision event.
I think...
But I don't know.
There must be many issues with Russia, full stop, for many reasons.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, press, for example. I mean,
well, funny you say that, because when we're in Sofia in Bulgaria, we're talking about if Armenia had won.
Yeah.
Belarus. Now, that we said, but they said they'll welcome the press because it's good Western publicity.
Oh. Okay.
So actually, I don't think there would necessarily be that issue.
Wonderful. Well, that's good to hear, at least from my point of view. and for us, I think, too.
Yeah.
So, what's your next one then, Richard?
This is an absolute classic.
Ooh.
This we saw at the 60th anniversary show in Hammersmith.
Okay.
Everybody sang along to it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Johnny Logan, Hold Me Now.
Oh, Ireland 1987.
87, yes.
Yeah. Now, that is a good choice.
It's not one that everybody says is their absolute favourite, because a lot of people say ABBA straight away as favourite winner. And I think Hold Me Now is one of the good, true winners as well.
Yeah.
And it's from the 80s where didn't Eurovision sort of go into a decline in the 80s, and you just needed something to lift it up. And
yeah.
And it's one that I've seen Johnny Logan perform a couple of times, actually, and it sticks in your head. It sticks in as a memory.
Yeah, he does. It's just in at least his one, and every time he actually performs it, it just has full of emotion.
Yeah, and I think it...
you believe what he says.
Yeah, and I think it sort of got to him when everybody joined along in Hammersmith.
Yeah. You could tell it was a bit of an emotional moment for him.
Yeah, and I think because he didn't expect that either, which was nice, I suppose, because he knew he still had the true fans.
Yeah, he did. And I think he really does. I mean, he wasn't on the stage in Copenhagen in 2014, but myself and my partner Rob were outside the pub, the Irish pub on the Eurovision Mile back then.
Yeah.
And he was dressed in complete black, and he had this black, huge, big, long coat, Richard, no word of a lie. And he had he looked like Darth Vader, but without but without the mask. Seriously. And I was sat there having a Guinness with Rob, and all I could see is him quickly walk up the road and then straight into the pub. And I got out of my chair and was like, oh my God, it's Johnny Logan. So literally I ran in I literally ran in and I was honestly starstruck when I saw him. And I was like, Johnny Logan, hello, my name's Kieran Tussie. I do a Eurovision radio show in the UK and stuff. And I just had a bit of a fanboy moment there.
I must admit, I have met him as well once at the when they did the charity show up in Newcastle.
Okay.
And he was very nice to talk to, actually. You know, he had the photos taken with as many people who asked. And this was at the after-show party, actually, not at the meet-and-greet bit, straight after the show. And somebody said sometimes he can be a bit iffy, sometimes he can be really good, but on that night, he's on real good form.
Oh, fantastic.
So it was really nice to meet him.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. I never had any problems with him, and I thought he was just a true gent. True gent. Okay then, and what's your final favourite Eurovision song then, Richard?
My favourite. Now this is another Schlager classic.
Ooh, okay.
While in Sofia covering Junior Eurovision one evening, we all sat around there. Must have been about 12 of us sat around in a circle, and you know, we were asking questions. What's your favourite Eurovision song? What's your favourite runner-up, that sort of thing. And when we did a what's your favourite Eurovision song ever,
okay,
I said, and this got quite a good reception actually, Corolla and Fangad av en Stormvind, which is Captured by a Love Storm.
Fangad av en Stormvind. Yeah. Well, that's in my top three too, Richard. That's awesome.
And I was lucky enough to see her perform it live in March on her tour in Stockholm.
No. And really?
If I can move about on stage like that in another 15 years' time, when I'm her age, I don't know where she gets her energy from. It was just amazing to see it live.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And in fact, I'd say her performance of that was better than Framling at Melfest final back in 2013.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So, but if anybody ever gets to see Corolla perform live, it's highly recommended.
Oh, I've got to do that one day, matey. I've got all of her albums, literally.
It really was a good show, but to see that perform live was like a dream come true.
Yeah.
Because obviously seeing Framling perform live and like Invincible's too recent, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Too modern for me.
Yeah, it was too recent to be a classic. So to see that perform, and you know, it's one of those songs that are really, really favourites, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, Richard. That's incredible. I know, I'm so jealous. But, I mean, lots of people say that France 1991, that's all. It should have won. But no, Carola just like stormed ahead in 1991. And just her performance was epic to me.
And it's quite interesting. Now, if you do the count back rule, the new count back rule, France would have won that year.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was literally down to the rules of the time that Corolla won over, you know.
Amina, yeah. Oh, fantastic stuff. Well, great, we can agree on that. Yeah. Two, again, wonderful. So, Richard, how can people get in contact with you if you want to get the latest news and even get in contact with you yourself?
So they can get in contact with me on Twitter, at EuroTwinTrees, which is EuroTwinTrees, or at Eurovoir Live.
Okay.
And when I'm obviously covering national finals or Eurovision or Junior, I tend to tweet from at Eurovoir Live to, you know, try and provide as much live coverage there and then on the spot.
Fantastic.
Visit the website www.eurovoir.com or www.eurovoir-world.com. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Awesome. And do you do a radio show on ESC News?
It will be happening soon. It hasn't started yet, but it'll be entitled Eurovoir Live. So what the idea is going to be is to look at the main news stories of the week.
Okay.
And debate them through social media. It will be live on a Sunday afternoon, and that is the planned thing. I'll tell you how long this has been planned. It's been planned since March.
Wow.
So it's a question of just get it up and running. So yes, that will be happening on a Sunday afternoon at some point. I have set up a Eurovoir Live Facebook page and Twitter page, so just keep an eye out on that. So that's facebook.com/Eurovoir Live and at Eurovoir Live, like I've used for the junior coverage.
Okay.
And sometimes you might hear me do the news when Anthony's unavailable on W12P.
Bless you. Okay. Well, as long as you don't cover my 12 to 6, my 5 to 6 slot on Forest
FM. I believe it is penciled in for 1 till 4.
Oh, well, that's all right then, Richard. Yeah. Oh, thank God for that. Panic over, because I don't want to upstage you, you know.
I wouldn't want to overlap with somebody else, put it like that, when it's live.
Thank you very much.
Everybody else is live, you don't really want to overlap anybody if people want to listen to both.
No, because like JP and Tommy are a bit on cold terms, I believe.
Oh, really?
No, I'm only kidding. I'm gonna start something and get in trouble now. So, Richard, thank you ever so much for a fantastic interview. And
that's fine.
We hope to have you again on the show again sometime soon.
Thank you very much.
Take care now.
And you.
Thank you.
Люди так не похожи, разные их пути, но ты пришел в этот мир не один. Люди ведь знать не могут, что ждет их впереди, но ты пришел в этот мир не один. И когда мы ищем ответы, поднимаю взгляд в небеса, слышим их голоса. Это люди вновь и вновь ищут на земле любовь. Сойдешь с пути, ты пришел в этот мир не один. И когда мы ищем ответы, поднимаю взгляд в небеса.
Noel suits him better, really.
Don't close your heart to how you feel. Dream, don't be afraid, the dream's not real. Close your eyes, pretend it's just the two of us again. Make believe this moment's here to stay. Touch me the way you used to do. I know tonight could be all I'll have with you. From now on, you'll be with someone else instead.
instead of me. So tonight, let's fill this memory. For the last time, hold me now. Don't cry, don't say a word. Just hold me now, and I will know though we're apart, we'll always be together, forever in love. What do you say when words are not enough? Time, time will be kind once we're apart. And your tears will have no place in your heart. I wish I could say how much I'll miss you when you're gone. How my love for you will go on and on. And hold me now, don't cry, don't say a word. Just hold me now and try to understand. I hope at last you found what you've been searching for. What do you say when my, what can I say when my words are not enough?
Oh, the absolute professional Johnny Logan there with Hold Me Now, the Irish Eurovision winner in 1987. And before that, we had Polina Gagarina with A Million Voices, the Russian version for Russia 2015, coming second. And those were the two favourites Eurovision songs ever from Richard Taylor. Thanks for joining me, Richard, here on the Eurovision Showcase. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM this week. If you want to keep in contact with the show, then Facebook, like us, www.facebook.com/ESC Showcase. And not forgetting, you can follow us on Twitter as well, at ESC Showcase. But remember to join us next Sunday, 5 p.m, here exclusively on 92.3 Forest FM. Download the podcast throughout the week. I've got 1 year's worth of an archive of Eurovision Showcase shows, so make sure you download them. Enjoy the fun of the Eurovision Song Contest, and I'll see you next Sunday, 5 p.m. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, have a nice day.